I think it's a trend that's been happening for a while, for almost 10 years, that people have shown a real interest in coming to attend live events, and that includes young audiences. If you look at what would be the heart behind this, it's a mixture of things. I think it's people wanting to return to something where they, you know, a live and in-person event, rather than just looking at something on a screen. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it's people who want to kind of understand the world. You can see that people are reading fewer newspapers, watching less current affairs on television. They're engaging with culture in a very different way. So instead of looking to traditional sources like traditional media of all kinds for information about things, they're looking at having access to that in a different way.
I suppose the foundation to that would be the rise of the internet and I suppose what's known as alternative media, such as podcasts and other intellectual personalities.
I think podcasts are part of the same thing, part of what the appeal of podcasts are. You know, like if you think about Synthesis in Talks and so on has been around for a while. Podcasts are a slightly more recent phenomenon. And again, it's people want stories, they want ideas, and they're getting them from, you know, from podcasts or whatever it is because those have been enabled by digital media. I think the needs that people have are the same, that, you know, people are more or less tuned into wanting to understand the world, and where they get that information from changes over time.
Why do you think we're seeing such a shift?
I think it's a shift in the means, not a shift in the desire to understand or learn about things. Young audiences have always done lots of different things. They've always, you know, like things like music are always going to be huge. Why are they wanting to process of thinking through some of those big questions? Why am I here? What am I doing? And where can I find people who are interested in the same things? And so part of their people's search for the answers to those questions will happen on the internet or whatever other media they consume. And part of it is also about looking in their local community for what are the things that they can do in person. I think audiences of all kinds have always wanted to engage with these things, and this is the way that they're wanting to do it now. And if you want to look at it in the really long historical sweep, it would be things like, for a lot of people in Australia, they're living in a post-religious environment. So the decline in trusting politicians and government is enormous. You know, like the vast majority of people in Australia do not trust government or politicians. So if you look at the fact that these traditional sources of authority and knowledge and information about the world, so traditional media, religion, politics, are no longer important to people, they're still going to want to pursue those questions and answers to them, and this is the way they're choosing to do that now.
What has been the more popular topics or personalities that you've noticed that has resonated the most with people?
I think people are interested in some of the writers or thinkers or speakers that they know. So, you know, they're interested in the stars of kinds of things. So people who, you know, people who've written amazing books, people that they know from other things. So they're interested in big names, but they're also really interested in a whole set of ideas. So it's been really interesting to me to observe that sometimes you can do something on a topic, can have a talk on a topic where you think, well, this is going to be a quirky, interesting thing. And it turns out that lots of people are interested in it. So there's quite a lot of topics, personal issues, things like loneliness or anxiety. They're not things where you think, wow, everybody's going to want to hear about that. But at the same time, that people are very interested in talking about things that they observe in their social environment.